Minnesota Public Radio.
Be happy, go lucky, go lucky strike today.
Today in Comedy College, it's back to February 24th, 1952, with an episode of the Jack Benny program. I'm Bob Newhart.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Holt. And now let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills. At the moment, Rochester's cleaning house.
What a day. So far, I did the washing and ironing, scrubbed the floors, and cleaned the woodwork. Doggone, I sure hate February. Mr. Benny makes me work 3 hours a day longer because it's the shortest month. Well, I better get on with it.
Answer the door.
Quiet, Polly. I'll get it. Oh, good morning, Mr. Mailman.
Good morning, Rochester. There was too much mail to put in the box, so I thought I'd bring it in. Here are the letters.
Thank you.
And here are Mr. Benny's magazines. Lonely Hearts. Woman's Home Companion. Body Beautiful. And here's the Wall Street Journal.
That's for me.
Yes, it is for you, Rochester. Do you own stock?
I have 2 shares of Mr. Benny. He's incorporated himself.
Oh.
I bought it at 39, and it's been there for 10 years.
I see. Well, I must be getting along.
Is that all the mail you have for Mr. Benny?
No, I'm still carrying that letter with postage due on it. But I guess there's no use going through that again.
No, I guess not. How long ago was that letter mailed?
I don't know. It was handed down to me by my father. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I'll put this mail over by...
Who was at the door, Rochester?
Oh, good morning, boss. It was the mailman.
Oh.
Nothing for you, Polly.
Hello, Polly.
Hello, Daddy.
Say, Mr. Benny, I didn't get a chance to show you what I taught Polly a few days ago.
Something you taught Polly?
Watch this, Mr. Benny. Now, Polly, why was last Friday, February 22nd, a holiday?
Because it was Washington's...
Come on, Polly. It was Washington's what?
Now, come on. Come on, Polly. It was Washington's what?
Washington's what?
No, Polly. It was Washington's. It was Washington's. I'll give you a hint. Da-da-da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-da-da-dum.
Motorola TV.
Never mind, Rochester. She lays an egg every day. What else do we want? What's in the mail, Rochester?
Here's a letter from Max Factor.
From Max Factor? What does it say?
Dear Mr. Benny, this is the third letter we have sent you reminding you that your January payment is past due. Either pay immediately or we'll snatch it off your head.
Let him snatch it. We'll have warm weather pretty soon. Let's see. What's this? Oh, this is from the California Bank. It's another letter about that loan.
What are you going to do, boss?
I'm going to turn him down. Let's see. This is funny. Here's one from the barber shop on the corner. Dear Mr. Benny, we are writing to all of our customers who got shaved last Saturday. Are you missing an ear? P.S. If not called for in 30 days, we will put it with our collection. Is there anything else, Rochester?
Just a circular. You won't be interested in it.
Well, let me see it. Now is the time to buy a new car. We're making very liberal allowances on trade-ins. Say, you know, Rochester, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea if I traded in my Maxwell and maybe get a new... I'll answer, Rochester. You can take the mail up to my room.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Mary, come on in.
Well, what job have you got picked out for me? Cleaning out your garage or mowing the lawn?
Well, you can't move the lawn, I know that. The very first line, she just got here. Mary, I don't know what you're talking about. You're only supposed to be on my show.
Huh? I know, but I won't get paid for February unless I do some extra work.
Oh. Well, I stopped that last year when you fell off the roof into the tar bucket, you know? Say, Mary, I just got this circular from an automobile company, and I've been thinking maybe I ought to trade in my car and buy another one.
Well, it's about time. What are you going to get? An Essex or a Stutz?
Oh, don't be funny. I'm going to get a real... Come in. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Come on in, kid.
Thanks. How do you feel, Mr. Benny?
Fine.
How's everything going?
All right.
You know, I wasn't going to come over today, but there's something I think you ought to know.
What's that?
I'm suing you for $50,000.
What?
Dennis, what's this all about? Why are you suing Mr. Benny?
Well, because last week on his radio show where millions of people could hear, he called me stupid.
Well, Dennis, why are you suing me now? For years I've been calling you stupid.
Well, I want to be addressed with dignity. My name is Dennis S. Day.
Well, what does the S stand for?
I told you I'd lose my case.
I thought so.
Well, anyway, after I collect the $50,000 from you, I'm suing someone else who called me stupid.
Who's that?
My lawyer.
Look, Dennis, I don't want to hear any more of this silly talk about suing people. Instead of that, let me hear the song you're going to sing on Sunday's program.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Sweet Sue.
Now cut that out! Just sing your song.
In 1932, 20 years before this episode first aired, Jack Benny made his radio debut as a guest on a local New York radio show. His opening line, "This is Jack Benny talking, there will be a slight pause while you say, who cares?" That was Jack Benny in a nutshell. While broader comedy types like Joe Penner and Jack Pearl disappeared from radio after a few years, Benny endured with a realistic, easygoing style. In essence, he played himself on his radio show, sharing punchlines with his wife and his guest stars. Even his announcer and his bandleader got into the act. Listening to the old shows, it's obvious that Jack was a central character. But he wasn't the star around whom everything was right. He was at the center of everything going wrong. Listeners could identify with that, his various comedy traits, his penny-pinching, his vanity, his never admitting to being older than 39, were not why he lasted so many decades on radio and television. Benny lasted because he gave his audience a character they could connect with. It wasn't just some comic reading a script. It was their friend Jack, the guy next door. He made it seem so effortless that most people never realized that backstage, Jack Benny was a worrier. He was always polishing the script, creating situations and adding running gags so a straight line would yield multiple punchlines.
Dennis, that was beautiful, and I liked the song very, very much. Now, why don't you just run along?
Oh, I can't leave now. I got to go under your house and spray for termites.
What?
This is February, and I'd like my full salary.
All right, Dennis, but this time, crawl out when you're through. Don't wait for Groundhog Day. Say, Mary.
See, that's my uncle's name.
What's your uncle's name?
Groundhog Day.
Look, Dennis... Just get under the house.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hiya, Jackson. I'm calling from the country club, and I thought maybe you'd come out and play some golf.
Well, I don't think I can today, Phil. You see, I'm going out and buy a new car.
Operator, you gave me the wrong number.
She did not. It's me. I am going to buy a car.
Oh. What kind of car are you going to get, Jackson?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking of getting a Cadillac.
Operator, operator. Why can't I get
you
the...
You got the right number. Well, I told you it's me. You asked me if I wanted to play golf. I told you I couldn't. Why don't you call Remley?
I called Remley. He's here right now.
Oh, Frankie's with you, eh?
Yeah, he's sitting over at the table drinking a glass of milk.
Operator, operator. Somebody else is out.
No,
the
no, Jackson, it's me. It's me.
Oh, well, what's this about Frankie drinking milk?
Doctor's orders. He's drinking too much bourbon.
Oh.
And that caused a shortage of calcium in his system.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor made him drink milk.
Oh, so he could get more calcium?
Yeah, that'll make his teeth stronger.
Why does he want to strengthen his teeth?
So he can pull the corks out of bourbon bottles.
What?
You can't gum them things, you know.
I know. Phil, goodbye.
Hey,
goodbye.
Wait, hey, say, Jackson.
What?
I know it's February, but do you mind if I paint your house in April?
Yes, that'll be all right.
And then I'll move the lawn.
No, I won't. So long. Mary, that was Phil. He wanted me to play golf.
I know. Say, Jack. If you're really serious about trading in your car, you better do it now.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, Mary, maybe I ought to first... Dennis, quiet down there! Mary, do you really think I should trade my car in?
Yes, and I know you. If you put it off, you'll never do it.
Well...
Well, Jack, if you do it now, I'll go with you. Come on, let's go.
Well, all right. Maybe I can get a good trade in. Rochester, get my car out, will you please?
Yes, sir.
Rochester, the traffic's pretty heavy. Take it easy.
Jack, what kind of a car do you think you'll get?
Well, I'm not sure. All of the new models look so nice, and they have so many novel features. You know, Mary, maybe I ought to get a Nash. I like the way the seats make up into beds. What are you laughing at?
You'll have the only car in the country that takes in boarders.
I wasn't thinking of that, Mary. I just thought that...
Say, boss, how long have we been driving?
About 14 minutes.
Then I better find a service station fast.
A service station? What's wrong, Rochester?
Nothing yet, but every time this car drives 15 minutes, the radiator heats up and...
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Rochester, did all that water come from the radiator?
It ain't from the little white cloud that cried.
Rochester, what does the water gauge say?
Have faith in all kinds of weather.
Now stop that and pull over. Well, I guess we'll just have to sit here a few minutes now until it cools off.
Say, Emily, isn't that Jack Benny over there?
Where?
Over there in that Stanley steamer.
Martha, that isn't a Stanley steamer. It's a Maxwell that blew its top.
Then it is my dream man. Steady, girl. Steady.
You really have a crush on him, haven't you?
Yes. Did you see him on his last television show?
Uh-huh.
When he choked Barbara Stanwyck, how I wish it had been me.
You know, Martha, he does his next television show 2 weeks from today.
In 2 weeks? Oh, I'm sorry you told me. I'll be a nervous wreck waiting.
I know.
And Emily, I've got a confession to make. This month, I sent Mr. Benny a Valentine poem.
Did he get it?
He must have. I put it in my laundry bundle.
In your laundry bundle? I'll bet he didn't even answer it.
He did, too. He wrote, "Your lovely poem made me shake and shiver, and starting March 1st, we pick up and deliver."
That was very sweet. Well, come on, Martha, or we'll be late for the wrestling matches.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Jack Benny today in Comedy College. I'm Bob Newhart.